guys together to try to do what you need to do?
We look at this as a opportunity to show how tight-knit of a group that we are. You know, it's a lot of adversity out there, obviously. Everybody's seeing it, everybody in the sports world and the rest of the world knows about this right now. So, but we just got to go out there and be professionals and play football and put some good work on the field, try to get out of Tampa to win, and maybe that'll, you know, put this in the past.
I'm curious, in conversation when you guys are just hanging, whether it be the locker room or practice, do you guys discuss this, the stories, the stuff that comes out, the guy, you know, just the constant report?
No, you hear about it, but, you know, we try, you know, once we get in the meeting room and things like that, we worried about Tampa Bay. That's all we can really do right now is just focus on playing Tampa Bay. Of course, we'll be lying if we say we don't never ever talk about this ever, but, yeah, it comes up, but for the most part, we're worried about Tampa.
Brent, when there's a report that Jonathan Martin says he was physically attacked by a teammate, hard to think that you guys didn't know about it.
I don't know. I don't know what he's got going on. I don't know what attack he's talking about. I don't know. I'm not with him 24/7. I don't know. But it is what it is right now. It's just a lot of stuff. Every day I hear somebody say something came out. Somebody said this. Somebody said that. But nothing I can do about it but just come to work.
The court of public opinion right now, you know.
No one
obviously knows the temperature of a locker room. But is this just men being men and people just don't understand this is football and we've kind of been doing this since middle school when you're on a team, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I'm sure a lot of people may not have played at the professional level, but they didn't play in any level of football. You know how it goes in the locker room, jokes and things, but that's what this locker room is like. It's a real – everybody here is cool. Everybody has fun together. I mean, it's a guy that didn't feel that way, I guess. But, I mean, we just trying to play football and focus on that. And that's what we do in this locker room is focus on that. When we get away from it, we have a good time. But for the most part, it's just – we just worried about playing Tampa Bay.
It's hard to avoid, obviously, you know, the media attention. What's the distraction been like, you know, for you guys as a football team as you guys prepare for a Bucs team that's 0-8?
Honestly, the only time we get a distraction is like now, you know, when you guys come in, it's an open locker room, and we got it, we hear about it, and we notice there's a lot of media here more than usual. But once, like I said, once it goes to meetings and practice, it's business as usual. It's the normal. That's what we know. We play football. But you know, when we come in here, of course we gotta, you know, we're expecting it now. You know, hopefully it dies down soon. But this what we're expecting. It's a lot of media in here. It's the biggest story they got right now. So that's what they're going to talk about.
You guys actually have an 8:40 kickoff on Monday night. I mean, people don't even.
We ain't hear nothing about our win last week. We ain't hear nothing about the winning on the safety. None of that. We just heard right into this stuff. So, I mean, hopefully, like I said, I'm gonna say it again. Hopefully, after Monday night, if we play well, we go out there and play well and put some good stuff out there. Maybe that'll push this to the back burner a little bit.
Mark, last one, go ahead.
Jonathan Martin says he's hurting right now, and I think everyone knows that he is. What responsibility, if any, do you guys bear for that?
I mean, all I can do is speak for myself. I don't bear any responsibility for that. I mean, I never want to see anybody in a bad place. Hopefully he gets better or whatever he has going on. But, I mean, he's dealing with it the best way, and he knows how, I guess. But it sucks. The situation sucks, and hopefully it'll end soon.